yeah. If I gotta say it once, then I'm gonna say it twice. If I say it three times, then it's a charm. What's that wordy word? Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, gods and goddesses. How y'all feeling? What y'all on though? How y'all coming? If you don't know, now you do know. I'm old dog, big money man. Mr. Ain't got it on me, I got it in me. I'm bringing y'all a pre-recorded podcast. Once again, it's live to me and pre-recorded to y'all. Same toilet, different feces, you hear me? I'm going to dive right in. No swimming lessons, just swimming trunks. Food for thought. We must get out of this slave mentality. I've been saying this over and over, preaching this, teaching this. And I see it every day. And the reason why I'm speaking on this nonsense is because I've seen a post of a male and a female. A female, you know, was responding to the post. And another guy reposted it because he was replying to it. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm not taking up for neither one of them because y'all both have a slave mentality. If you catch my drift. Now, the female said that y'all females always bragging about dudes getting your hair done, your nails done, paying your bills, you know what I'm saying, taking you out to eat, buying your jewelry, this and that and the third. That ain't nothing. Y'all can do that to y'all damn self. And if he ain't buying you a house or a car or putting you on the business or adding you to his business, then he ain't doing shit. First and foremost, that's something you do for your fucking wife. You don't just add any female to your business. As a matter of fact, some females don't even qualify to be done anything for, because at the end of the day, a lot of these females will use you. Now, if you decide to pursue a woman, some of them might look forward to you taking them out and doing shit for them. Then some women won't. They wouldn't expect it because they can care less. And two, a lot of them don't mind taking you out because you have some good women out there. Now, the tables has turned because we're not going to act like there's not a shortage of men. Because the men that's out here, they're not husband material. I'm not going to even take up for a man. Even though I am a man, most men would. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat shit. I know what I see every day. I see the disrespect every day. I see the disrespect amongst each other. How they kill each other, disrespect each other, talk about each other like females and gossip, let alone how they disrespect and treat their women, their sisters, their aunties, and their mothers and other women that are amongst us in public. These women are humble. A lot of them understand. They've been through the bullshit. They want to be loved. And there are men that want to be loved. But we're not going to act like there are not a lot of men out here that are gay, that are savages, love going to prison. These women don't got time to be writing you and visiting you and waiting on you to get out, fool. You care more about being in that motherfucker. You might as well be with the man that you sleeping amongst. I don't want to be around no stank booty ass, stank bald, funky feet ass dudes every day. All day, every day, all you hear is testosterone, bullying, fighting, gossiping, motherfuckers on the phone begging for this and that. They cool with you one day, then they snap on you the next day because their girlfriend hung up on them, don't want to see them nothing. Then they hear about their homeboy fucking their girlfriend, which is going to happen eventually, sooner or later. Like, nobody wants to go through that shit. And then you got this girl coming to visit you. And you know what I'm saying? She might not even be loyal to your dumb ass. It's about three or four niggas that come in the visiting room that she done fucked already. Some of them might be cute to her. Then she thinking, damn, wish I could have talked to one of them niggas instead of him. Boy, you stuck between the rock and the hard place. You know what I'm saying? You motherfucking dudes ain't gonna learn, and a lot of these females ain't gonna learn. There are a lot of great women out here, just as well as men. But if you ask me, I think it's more great women out here than men. And the mentality that goes on It's a slave mentality. It's modern day slavery. And then he returned fire and said, all you women do is beg, beg, beg. You beg for our money. You do shit to get money. Shit that basically belittles your soul. And he said, even for the women that has money, y'all keep y'all money. Y'all try to use a man for their money or get another man's money. Let me tell you something. Every woman does not use a man for his money. Hell, a lot of these women don't even look forward to a man giving them anything. And just because women are women, black women, to be specific, are winning as far as education-wise, worldwide, doesn't mean that they are financially stable. I know a couple females right now with master's degrees and higher that have several children, no help in the household, and they struggle every day. They're broke because they got several human beings they got to feed and take care of on top of the bills. Even with a man or boyfriend on the side, he ain't doing shit for her, so she's still going to struggle. Even if he did, she's still living paycheck to paycheck. She can't depend on him 100%. Plus, that's not her husband nor the father of her children. So she's one paycheck from being in the street and being homeless just like that next man. Shit is expensive these days. A lot of y'all have unnecessary bills trying to live a lavish life that you can't own up to, that you won't qualify for. Then you wonder why you motherfuckers is broke. You never had money to do extra shit for. You can't even go out and buy a pair of Jordans that you might really need. Instead of one, you might need them. You might need it to walk in. You might need to work out in. You might need some workout shoes or something. You can't afford the shit because you buying a bunch of other bullshit. Yeah, it's cool to take care of your bills because you're supposed to. Who else gonna take care of them for you? You ain't gonna live in this motherfucking United States of America for free. Ain't shit free. Hell, they cause to have a conversation these days. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers gonna come at you on a conversation about money. Somebody's always trying to sell you something. We live in a capitalist country. Everybody have a money mentality for the most part. You have a lot of motherfuckers that don't make them bums, but not even thinking about money. About drama, killing, dying. They not think about getting money and get some business. Money ain't everything. But when you do the right thing with it, you establish yourself with it, and it's righteous, and it's legal, and then I'm forward. Not every black woman that's financially stable is happy. There are a lot of women that wish they don't have to work all these hours and wish a man can take some of the load off their shoulders, especially women that want to be married and have family, children, things of that nature. There are a lot of women that wouldn't mind, you know what I'm saying, having a man come into her life and fixing things around the house, things of that nature. If a woman is making great money and she's financially stable, she don't have time to even think about what the hell going on with people who have that mentality. Because a lot of women that make that type of money or financially stable don't have time at all. If you got money, you don't have time. If you got time, you got no money. A lot of women that makes great money like that don't have time to do shit. The only time she has is a little vacation that she earned. And that's, you know what I'm saying, maybe towards the end of the year or something. They don't have the time. They don't have nothing. They work, work, work. Some of them get salaries, a lot of them are corporate, things of that nature. Degrees and everything. They work so much, they don't even have time for a man or relationship. But in reality, we need to get off that mentality of working so much. Because no matter how much you work in this fucking country, your black ass ain't gonna never own nothing. They ain't gonna never allow you to get on top of things. They'll never let you get above them. They will always look down upon you and they'll take you, strip you from everything that you have. Try and get rich you want to in America and then uplift your people. Not only are you rich and powerful, you are conscious, you are intelligent, and you try to push that narrative towards your black people to the government, you are a fucking threat. They will kill you. So you ain't gonna be able to do much anyway. excuse me, they gonna keep you on a certain level, below it and there, and keep you there. Especially a black woman. They don't have this conversation when black men date outside their race, or when a black woman date outside her race, especially when she date a white dude. Because a lot of black women, I hate to say it, they have a different expectation out of a white man. You know what I'm saying? They act a certain way. They behave a certain way. They don't act like the way they act towards a black man. It's almost like they know how to act towards their slave master. I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for saying this, but I see it all the time. And there are black men that do the same thing, but more so black women. A lot of black men don't give a fuck if a black woman dates a white man. Because we already know he's not going to put up with your bullshit anyway. And two, we don't give a fuck because in reality, does this make it right? No, but I'm just speaking reality, what I know, the facts, what I see from my experience. This is my truth. Black men on a specific caliber can date and fuck any woman he wants to throughout this planet. Black women can't say that. They just can't. Why? I don't know. I don't know why they put black women on the last of towing pole, put her on the bottom of the barrel when it comes to being sought after. And I'm not a perfect guy. I used to do my thing in the past to pimp women. Yes, I did. Gang bang, robbed, sold drugs. I did it all. I did everything it is to do. You know what I'm saying? That's as far as I am. Going to incriminate my past, but that's my past. And you got to prove it. So I don't give a fuck to speak on it, but I ain't afraid to speak on it neither because it is what it is. And long story short, I had one white girl and everybody else was of color, Puerto Rican. She was the second bestseller. She was Puerto Rican and white. And then I had a white girl that was all full, of course, she was Caucasian with blonde hair. I had all black girls. The one that sold the most was the white girl. The one that sold the second most was the Puerto Rican and Italian mixed girl. The white girl outsold all the black girls combined. That's how much money she was making. Off one dude, she could clock in $5,000. They don't even have to touch it. They just want to spend time with it. The expectations are higher with white women for some reason in America. For black women, she can ask for $50. They want to give her $20. I don't know what it is about black women when it comes in this pimping game, but they don't sell as much as other races of women. And nobody seeks after them. They damn near have to lower their price and beg. And it's sad and it's scary, but it lets you know how people feel about the black woman. And the black woman knows that. That's why she has to have a high education, a high level of money, and make herself look like something she's not. It's all a fake persona we're putting up on each other. It's all fake. It's not real. Because no matter how much money your black ass get in this country, you're never going to surpass them. We are broke compared to other races. And we definitely are broke compared to the elites or the people that are white. The so-called AKA elites. The oppressors. If we continue to have this mentality instead of talking about it, we're going to continue to be down. Same reason why Black Lives Matter was a joke when I told people they was funded and created from a white dude that don't even care or like black people. And all the people that was a part of it got many mansions, rich, got money, took all y'all money who donated to them. Now look, don't exist no more. You don't hear about it no more. A bullshit movie that made so much fucking money and disappeared. And what these idiots are doing. First and foremost, all lives matter. And black lives matter so fucking much. why do black people kill each other more than other races kill us? And we kill each other more than we kill other races. Make it make sense. We talk about the outroar when a white officer kills a black male, but white officers statistically kill more white males in America. You just don't hear about it. They really do. One black man get killed by an officer, does it make it right? Fuck no, I'm not condoning this shit. I'm just speaking on facts. Why do we have an outroar about a white man that's in uniform killing a black man, when a black man that's not even in uniform is killing another black man, when the black man is the new Ku Klux Klan? When nobody says anything when another young black male go kill another young black male, when the young black men are the future. You want a future with hoodlums that's killing each other? And I'm nobody to judge, because I'd be hypocritical if I say I wasn't part of that. Especially in my generation. We got down on each other. But how you gonna have a future with black men killing each other? Everything they do is negative. Every time they think about something, they wake up thinking about bullshit. In competition with each other. Who got the best this? Who got the most bodies? Who this? Who that? Who rap better? It's a bunch of bullshit foolery. And ain't none of y'all worth a damn, because you ain't gonna never mean shit to anybody. When you do blow up, make it big, they lease on you. They run everything you do. They know about your every move because they control you. If a woman works hard and she has great income and she's taking care of her own business and she's financially stable, she works a lot. She's working for a great company and she don't have time for the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's a motherfucking person that's an industry plant who are put there, placed there, that came out of nowhere. Nobody knows them. The elites will put them there. But celebrities and all of that, that's how they, that's the only way you're going to see somebody with some money. And even then, they got to sell their soul, do some bull weirdo shit, or, you know, have an agenda to push a false narrative out there to other people to blind them. And do a bunch of curses, because it's something you're gonna have to do. You're gonna feel bad about it eventually, but you know what you're doing before you do it. But I will say this: you can't sell anything that don't belong to you. It belongs to the Most High. You can't sell your soul because it don't belong to you. Even your soul don't belong to you. It belongs to the Creator who created it. All I'm saying is, we need to come out this slave mentality. This nonsense, this boo-boo that we have taught our children, and they see it every fucking day. We don't stick together on nothing. We don't read books. We don't do anything. We oppress each other, let alone being oppressed by other races, or the elite, so to speak. Even the richest black people in America don't do nothing for their people. Make it make sense. With all that money, they can come together and stop homelessness, can help stop crime, can help build rec centers so kids can have something to do. When they get bored, they get to shoot and kill them. But they ain't doing none of that. Then when they do the little bullshit they do, they want to be televised for it, try to get credit for it. And they so cheap, they probably using those things as tax write-offs. You ain't fooling me. Fool these other dummies, but you're not fooling me. We need to come off this slave mentality about black women having more money than black men. That's not always true. No matter how much money you got, you still ain't gonna own shit in the end. You don't even own your last name, and the last name belongs to you, the slave masters that lived 300, 400, 500 years ago, maybe longer. I don't understand us as people of color. We gotta do better, man. It's embarrassing. Other races sit back and laugh at us. Our women don't respect us, and we don't respect our women. We don't respect each other. But we expect to grow. We expect to have peace. We expect our children to be safe and secure and sound. Man, listen, man, we curse, man. Just a matter of time before we become extinct flies or something because of the shit we going through, the shit we doing. And we ain't got to physically kill each other. We can kill each other mentally. Our mentality, that's what's killing us all. That bullshit ass mentality, always against a black man. In competition with a black man, we don't need you. We don't need you. You can continue to think that way. Our race is definitely going to be extinct. Y'all ass is lonely. But when there's a race war or something kick off, and them white dudes get on your fucking ass, beat your ass and your kids, and shoot you in your fucking head, then who you going to call on? Because ain't no white man going to help you. Ain't no Hispanic man going to help you. Them going to be the motherfuckers that's going to go get you, kill your black ass. The black man is the only race that's going to help you. And even if another race do help you, they going to be slaughtered with your ass just for trying to help you. Nobody's going to help you. Nobody's coming to save you. So all we got is us, so we need to stick together. I had a couple PNRs, concerns, comments, and questions about my last episode. My last episode was, of course, about freaky sex talk with my homie, Tarina Sebron. She's spontaneous and hilarious. She has a sense of humor. But trust me, she's serious about a lot of shit she says. Her mentality is crazy, but she do what she do. She has a freaky side. It's always good to get on here and speak with females that has more than one side to them. Somebody that's wiser, that knows better. Don't necessarily have to be age-wise, but just wise, with experience and know what's going on. Somebody I know. I ain't gonna just put anybody on here, because I don't have time to be talking to no idiots, and idiots do exist. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I can be an idiot to y'all as far as I know, but at the end of the day, you want to speak to somebody that you can have a conversation with. Somebody has intellect, somebody has an open mind, and not only has an open mind, that has wisdom and know what they're talking about, just saying some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? This channel ain't always for children, or at least certain episodes, certain segments. But I do spit wisdom so that the adults can teach it to the children. And somebody asked me a question about me having an orgasm on a woman's face. I will say this. They also made a comment and say, do I think it's degrading? Everything we do is degrading a lot of the times. Having sex with a woman or man without marriage is degrading. Men are not exempt from this shit. It's degrading to do a lot of things. Stick your tongue in a woman's ass and vagina for a woman to do it to you, putting dick in her mouth. It's a lot of things that's degrading. It's a lot of things that, you know what I'm saying, that can belittle a person. Pissing on a woman is belittling. Me coming on a woman's face, yes, it is. And it's nasty. It's a part of sex. People are nasty. And if she likes it, she likes it. You know, she got to take it degrading or not, but I know it's degrading. And women don't think like that because a lot of women are submissive. That's just something I used to do, something I got addicted to and attracted to doing, and I just continue to do it. Depending on the position and the placement and things of that nature. Does it make you right? No. But that's just something I do sexually. Everybody do what they do sexually. Some people are not experienced it that way. I've been around long enough to know. And me personally, I'm a veteran when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, sex, so to speak. I'm what you would call a veteran or a seasoned veteran. Because I done fucked enough women to know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Your age don't make you a veteran. It's your experiences. If you've been through enough women to know what you're doing, then it is what it is. If you know what you're doing, if they come back or if they like it or things of that nature. Sometimes you got to like it too, because you can't just have sex with a woman and not like it. You dig what I'm saying? And a lot of people, you know, they commented on how to... They like me and her mentality. They like we have our own perspective on things, of course. I don't give a fuck if you my homie, my mama, my sister, brother, whoever. Pastor in the church. I'm not going to agree on everything that you say if I don't agree on it. Hell, I might. But then again, I might not. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't count your eggs before they hatch. I might not agree on everything you say, because I'm a realist. I don't care what the subject's about. I'm a realist. I'm open-minded to talk about anything except some bullshit. And you know what bullshit is. But other than that, I'm not going to agree on everything nobody says. I wouldn't expect them to agree on everything I say. Because I always preach and teach the fact that seek your own knowledge. If I tell you something, don't believe everything I tell you. Go seek your own knowledge. And if I said something wrong, you find out something that I didn't see or mention, come back and tell me. Maybe teach me some things. I'm never too young or old to learn. I'm never too old or young to teach or preach. That's my call. Everything ain't for everybody. I said this, but say it again. Many are called, few are chosen. The ones that are chosen are divine. Ain't many divine people out here. It's just not. But somebody else also wanted me to talk about role play and foreplay. I love role play. It's very creative. It is what it is. Foreplay, it's always good to have foreplay. Because you can dissect the mind of the woman and you can dissect the mind of the man. Depending on who you are, what you do, what you like, what sex you like. Me, I prefer women, women only. I like dissecting their brains. And then it's fun to role play because you're doing something that you're not used to doing. And then, you know, you're having different role plays, different, you know what I'm saying, things that you're doing, different characters that you're playing. It's like being in Hollywood. You're a real good actor, you act real fucking good, and guess what? It's gonna feel good. So it's a mind thing. Sometimes sex can be more mental than physical. A lot of people don't understand that. It's something that you have to overstand, not understand. Sex is beautiful. It's created by the creator, but it's only for the ones that are married. You can have sex all you want, but don't put your life into the hands of a condom. And speaking of that, it's one thing people do. They always talk about trapping. They never talk about what can happen behind trapping. What consequences come behind it, how much time you face it. They always talk about selling drugs, but they don't tell you that certain drugs you can't touch. It can make you pass out, fall out, it can kill you, it can kill the person you're selling it to. It could kill both of y'all, or children get a hold of it. They don't tell you about all those things. Just like they don't tell you that you cannot put your hands and your life into the hands of a condom. And condoms are, most 90-some percent of them are made in China. And guess what? We're receiving an item from a group of people in a country that don't even believe in condoms. So just imagine the effort they put into a condom and something they don't believe in. They die. They just doing what they can do. They're making money from America. Everything we get is from China. Then I hear rumors that they care less about America. They poke holes in our condoms. It's crazy. You know what that means. And that's been people that didn't use condoms and still got clapped, still caught a disease, still could catch HIV. Condoms don't mean nothing. If you really put your life into the hands of a rubber, you are an idiot. Just to get an orgasm, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, maybe 5 minutes of pleasure, you are a fucking idiot. Never put your hands or life into the hands of a fucking piece of plastic or rubber. It makes no sense. Ain't no telling what those rubbers are made out of. Cause they can break. Anything can snap and break, but you have to be more careful. You really have to be. They don't tell you the do's and don'ts of sex. This can happen. If you give somebody oral sex, catch herpes and warts or something around your mouth and lips and tongue. They don't tell you that. They don't tell you the possibility of getting her pregnant even when she's on her menstrual cycle. They're not telling you that. They're not telling you that. You know, there's kids that come behind this. There's emotions that come behind this that you have sex with a woman, her demons can enter in you, and the demons that were bounded into the man she had sex with and people they had sex with that interchange and exchange and traded demons. Or demons just pile up on one person and to her and to you. They don't tell you those things. The spiritual realm is real. Sex is real. When you enter into a person's body, whatever's in them going to enter into you. Physically and spiritually. Let's not forget. Not just spiritually. Physically also. It's called body fluids. It's called diseases, bacterias. yeast infections, and men can also get yeast infections. These are the things that they don't speak about, that me and Tarina gonna have a conversation about on one of my next episodes. And we're also gonna talk about the sun and the moon, conspiracy theories, Satan, Lucifer, whoever you wanna call him, having sex with Eve, things of that nature. A lot of things people never heard before. So I'm gonna have to break it down for you. And she's gonna be the great help that's gonna be right there. She's a very intelligent person. But you know, just be careful what you do. Be careful who you deal with. Can't trust any and everybody. Everybody's not to be trusted, and everybody's not trustworthy. No matter what it is. If you're grown, you're gonna do what you wanna do anyway. But if you're gonna have sex, in reality, I should be telling you to wait till marriage. But we all know these freaky deeks ain't waiting. If you're gonna have fun fucking. It is what it is. Somebody also commented and asked me, they thought it was funny when I made a comment about wearing shoes or something that would grip on it. I didn't think nobody heard that part. Hell, I forgot I said it. I think I said it, but obviously they knew because I'm a man of wearing something that's gonna have some grip on it. Especially when you're around a slippery television or bed or things of that nature. You're around something slippery. Your feet can slide. Or females or a male has silk sheets or something. You need some grip. A guy like me like to get in there and just go in and clap them cheeks in that meat. And you know, I like to have grip. Because if you're a seasoned veteran, you know grip is everything. Even when you're in the bed, you got your foot down on 10 toes, you got one leg up on the knee, you're hitting it like that, you still need some grip. You don't want to keep sliding. You stand outside the bed, you're hitting it from the back, or you definitely need some grip. Grip is everything. And it's fun when it happens. You know, we all need to come together, stay focused. Do the right thing like Spike Lee, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, ain't no reward coming for our black asses. Nobody's coming to save us. We had to stick together. Regardless of we talking about murder, mayhem, and we're going to die anyway. We all going to die anyway. But before we do, let's give some positive. Give each other something beautiful to remember. That's what it's about. Life is short, man. Do what you can while you can, but do something positive. If you're going to have sex out there, strap up. Know who you're dealing with before you deal with them, physically and spiritually and mentally. I'm not saying you got to always do a background check, but sometimes that's convenient too, because there are a lot of rapists, pedophiles, freaks out here. So you need to know who you're dealing with. Imagine having sex with a person that didn't molested children. That'll make me sick to my fucking stomach. Knowing I had sex with a female that molested children. And I can imagine, if a woman with any sense, I can imagine how she would feel having sex with a dude that was a weird old freak that had sex with other children. I don't know, it's that embarrassing. That's why it ain't good to say, oh, I didn't know, it ain't my fault. Motherfucker, you should get to know a person before you do anything with them anyway. It doesn't matter how you feel, what's going on. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Just do away with the slave mentality. If you're gonna have sex, have sex, have fun with it. But it's best to be married and have children by the one that you're with. We know that case is not gonna work for everybody. Everybody's not husband material, everybody's not wife material. Everybody's not financially stable. Everybody's not clean. It's a lot of things I can speak on. I can go on and on and on, but guess what? You know who you are, you know what you're capable of. At the end of the day, it's up to you to go about things the right way in life. Whether it's sex, finances, unity with your race or your people that look just like you, or whatever it may be. Make somebody happy. Even if it's hard for you to do, and you don't want to do it anyway, because you might need it. Appreciate y'all listening. Other than that, y'all stay up, stay clean, and stay dangerous. Oh, no.